Shall they cast out devils? They shall speak with new tongues. If they take up serpents or deadly things, they shall not harm them. And after they said this, he was taken up into heaven, set at the right hand of the Father to watch over his church. Whatever you confess that he is to you, that's what he confesses before the Father. From whence he shall come, power and glory. And the disciples went forth everywhere preaching the Lord, working with them, confirming the word with signs following. St. Mark 16. How wonderful he is. How glorious he is. There's no greater time in the world than this for baptism. This is right there. The boys will be out in a few moments. Kennedy has heard the voice of the resurrected Christ. The woman stood in her head for St. Grant come in to take Richmond. She was a foreigner. She said, my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Someday he shall come. All of our sorrows will be over then. This is a marvelous day. A day for the resurrection.
Jimmy is there.
While he was, the Spirit of the Lord said, go near to the chariot. And here was the eunuch who reads the scripture, Isaiah 40. All we like sheep have gone astray, and God has laid upon us iniquity, upon him the iniquity of us all. But he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and chastised our peace upon him. With his stripes we were healed. Philip said, understandest thou what thou readest? He said, how can I let someone teach me? So Philip got up on the chariot and taking the same scripture began to speak to him of the resurrection of Christ and his power. I believe Christ is with us, don't you? And the eunuch said, here's water. What does hinder me from being baptized? As soon as he heard the message, he said, thou mayest, if thou believest with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. He said, I believe with all my heart, soul, and mind that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Stop the chariot. Besides, if you truly in your heart believe that he's the Son of God, he that believeth shall not be condemned. Stop the chariot. Philip the eunuch went down into the water. Philip obeyed his commission by baptizing him. And when he did, the Spirit of the Lord called him away. They didn't see him anymore. He was 200 miles away. Amen. The dying one, now saved and filled with the Spirit. They were all shouting and screaming and carrying on. The Holy Spirit was falling. Next thing was baptism after conversion. Acts, the second chapter, the 37th verse. And when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, man, brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promises to you, and to your children, and to them that fall off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Heavenly Father, 1900 years since the scripture has been written, and your promise is still moving on. And now, Lord, here these young people, These two young ladies standing here to my right, they've accepted you as their Savior. They believe the gospel story. To my left, Lord, is my little nephew Melvin and my own boy. Oh God, if it's possible this morning, if two mothers could be called and look over the banister and look down and see their boys now. Oh, how happy I am, Lord. Oh, to know that you answer prayer. That poor little mother Ruth, she's gone on years ago, but her prayer is answered now. Pray that he would love you, serve you, making you stand this morning. To these others, their mothers, maybe it's gone on, Lord, we don't know. Thou does. But whatever, answer prayer. And thou, dear Father, as your humble servant, a minister of the gospel, I'm going forward to perform my duty as a priest. God have mercy, and as I baptize them with the water, may the Holy Spirit seal Christ into their hearts. And may as they come up out of the water, as you come up on the Easter morning, and may they raise from the watery grave this chilly cold water. May someday, if they go to rest in the grave, may the clay cloths break, the tombstone roll back. They'll be reunited again, Lord, with their loved ones in the kingdom with our Lord Jesus Christ, who made all this possible. May each one go with a full memory, the full assurance of what they're doing, that they're moving forward now, believing his story to be true. He said, he that believeth shall not be condemned. I am the resurrection life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Here's their faith, their testimony. Lord, as I baptize them into the fellowship of this church, Lord, baptize them into the fellowship of thy beloved Son by the Holy Spirit. While we ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. God bless you each as you go to your room. Confessing his faith. Going down in the name of the Lord Jesus. Believe that Jesus died and rose again this morning. Going into him, may God bless him and make a preacher out of him. My prayer. The care of the word of life for the dying nation. Let us bow our heads. Oh, Heavenly Father, have mercy, dear Father. Look at this poor little boy down here. If it's possible, we don't know all the rest of the boy. If it's possible, Lord, may his mother in the land of there realize this morning that her dear boy now is coming to the Lord Jesus. Going in this old chilly grave, knowing that someday the Bible will lose all his faith and he'll come forward to the resurrection. God bless him and make a great man out of him, Lord. Let him glorify your name. I love him, Lord. I believe you if you call him someday. I pray that you'll give him all eternal life, Lord. If it be thy will, make a minister out of him to preach the word. Hear my prayer, Lord. As thou hast commissioned us to go into all the world, make disciples of all nations. Baptize them into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Along the confession of your faith and your faith in the Son of God, I baptize thee, my beloved brother, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. down. That's right. No matter how much I turned you down or what I did, he was my buddy just the same. That's a real friend. That's not a dry weather friend. That's a friend who sticks by you right or wrong. I'm happy this morning for Brother Nathan. I'm happy that he chose this day. I know he was good, but he has chosen this day the resurrection. Accepting Jesus as his Savior, believing in his resurrection, and testifying before the people this morning that he believes in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, accepting him as his Savior, and now to be baptized. I just know standing out there that you could be baptized. Brother Nathan, God bless you, my dear brother. I pray that God will fill him with the Holy Spirit and just do great things with him. His place down there is just one constant place for ministers. Anything, ministers just come by to help themselves with what he has. Good heart, good nature, and his wife and children. I pray God will just bless the brother more now. While we pray now, keep out your hands.
devotion, Spirit. May God bless his life. Thank you, Lord, for your prayer. Prayer changes things. I'll pray for your children, too. Billy boy, some of these days, honey, we got to go down on one of these. They'll throw dirt on us, but honey, God will bring us out. My soul, my baby, will live the last days on calendar. I pray God bless me, keep the enemy from me, give him a free access way down this long road, son. Many souls dying under there. Let's draw a lifeline to them. Bring that arch up, Billy, that you will send us back constantly thousands and thousands of lives for the remission of their sins. God bless my boy. Jesus Christ. Amen.